You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we're kicking things off this year with Property Tuesday. You know, we alternate these Tuesday sessions with Agri Tuesday. So this week, we're going to kick the year off with Property Tuesday. We're going to be taking a look at a concept called life rights. If you're looking to retire and you're thinking about your retirement planning, this could potentially be something you want to consider, at least from a property perspective, especially if you're going to be retiring in different parts of the country. I'm joined on the line by the founder of Manor Life and Witham Estate, Gus van der Spek, to take a look at this and try and understand it. Good evening, Gus. Thanks so much for taking the time. What is life rights retirement? I've never heard of this.
Okay, life rights are basically a sort of a mixture between a rental agreement and ownership. It's a right to live in a property while you're alive. So instead of a monthly rental amount that if you stop paying, this is an upfront payment like purchasing a property, but it buys you the right to live there while you are alive. And basically, you lend a company some money and they lend you their property, and that's governed in the Housing Development Scheme for Retired Persons Act. So your contract is registered against the title deed, and basically it ensures that title deed is marked with your name for life. And obviously at the end of the contract, you swap back again. The loan goes back to the resident, and the unit comes back to the developer.
How does that work, Gus? So, I mean, from my understanding, obviously, the property owner is not necessarily the person living in the property owner, but there is something called a holder who is now the person that's purchased this life right of sorts. When that person is no longer alive and you say things revert back, who then gets ownership of the property? What then happens to the money? How do the technicalities work?
Sure. So the property is never actually transferred out to the occupant. We've got an occupant and a holder. We've split those into two separate entities because sometimes a trust will pay or a business will pay, or sometimes someone's kid will pay or a family member will pay. And the holder is basically the entity that pays for the life right. The occupant is the life in the life right. The occupant is the person that lives there, and that contract is governed by them being alive. You can sell the property. You can decide one day, look, I want to move out, and we put the property on the market, and you can sell it like a normal sale. But usually they're governed by a deceased event, and basically that property then comes back to the developer, and the funds go back to the holder.
Gus, why would anyone want to do this? If I'm thinking about retirement, I've just cashed in my pension, or I've been saving up for a property or whatever, why would anyone want to explore this life rights kind of situation? What are some of the advantages of going down this road?
Sure. Look, I think there are advantages both ways. You get obviously a sectional title property where you purchase and there's outright ownership of the property, and then you get a life right. The benefits of life rights are that, you know, there's no transfer duty or VAT because there's no actual transfer that happens. So if you think of buying a property, you've got to wait a few years before your capital growth even makes your transfer duty or the VAT amount back. It gives you a lifelong housing security. And both people in the house who are on the contract to retain that housing security. And then it solves some problems for you. Obviously, as we get older, there are things like healthcare that need to be addressed, financial planning, and then obviously a place. You know, you need to be living somewhere. So it solves those three things for you very easily, because on the site you've got healthcare that in various forms that obviously as you get older and certain ailments develop, there's someone there to assist you on that. And that, I think, is the big driver for living in a community like this. And then financial planning, it's a very secure way of living because it's easy to predict. There's no special levies. There's the levy is sort of set with a certain up growth of levy every year, but it's normally pegged to CPIX, Consumer Price Index, and that's the way that it increases. There's no special levy. There's no hidden costs. It's a very stable platform on which to predict your sort of future financial needs.
I suppose it does come into consideration when you are thinking about this versus things like a retirement home where you are sharing in common spaces, and perhaps you might not have your own private spaces. Something like this might be something that could be beneficial. Gus, I want to get an understanding of what happens when there's more than one occupant or more than one warm body, so to speak. So a couple retires sure. together and only one partner passes away. Is the other partner then kicked out? How does that part of it work?
No, so usually there's each contract is different and they're governed by the terms of the contract, but the sort of 99% of the cases out there will be that both occupants have a right of tenure. So if one passes away, the other one keeps on living there, and the contract is tied to both of their lives. There are some technicalities sometimes if one of the partners is much younger, so there may be someone's sort of 70 and the other partner's 50, and then they're too young for the estate. Some contracts might govern that slightly differently because they want to sort of keep a homogenous group of people in there. But that's determined by the contract, and that can be different in each case. But usually, both occupants have the same rights in the contract.
That's quite interesting that you can, as you said, have different ages be affected differently depending on how the contract is structured and worded. Gus, when we look at the considerations for a life rights retirement, would you say that we have the necessary kind of infrastructure or the necessary kind of retirement developments around the country to have this kind of flexibility being offered to those that might be considering it? And is it kind of limited in the types of housing that it provides? Is it one of those things where you can only retire in a sectional title setup for this particular benefit?
No, look, I think there's, we've looked at a lot of these schemes around the country when we were setting up and doing our research, and there is something for everyone. There are places from, a couple of hundred thousand up to millions, and there's a broad spectrum of options for people to look at. I think the sort of the key difference or the key driver amongst all of them is that they offer some form of community. They offer a healthcare component, and then they have shared facilities. And the shared facilities are important to build that community because at the end of the day, a lot of some of the bigger problems for people as they age is isolation and loneliness. And what these facilities do provide is that sense of community, which is very, very important for people in their later years.
And I suppose the main thing is, in those later years, you don't want to necessarily be paying to maintain a property because that makes it even harder. But you don't have to think about that when you're looking at this.
Exactly.
I think that's one of the key benefits that people might want to consider here, especially from a life perspective, is you want to be as comfortable as possible in your later years. I think we'll leave the conversation there. Thanks so much, Gus, for the time and for the insights. That's Gus van der Spek, who is the founder of Manor Life and Witham Estate, joining us to take a look at the concept of life rights and what it is.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.